Blog Talk Radio.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for
the things that you have done.
Look
at them and tell them,
yes,
I'm grateful.
I'm grateful for
the victory that we've
won.
Tell them I could go on and on.
About your works.
Because I'm grateful.
Grateful.
Praise you, Lord.
Lift
your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
God will break you to position you, break you to promote you, and break you to put you in your right place. But when he breaks you, he doesn't hurt you. He doesn't, when he breaks you, he doesn't destroy you. He does it with grace. Ah! Anybody been gracefully broken where? Ooh! Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So, Father, tonight we're broken before you. Thank you for handling us with grace. Your worship right there in this moment. right here, pouring out my life gratefully. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First, give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday. And my guest today is Minister Candace Blank. She will be on later on into the show, so get ready. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. First, I want to speak, or if you need prayer. The scripture for this morning is 2 Kings 20 and 5. This is what the Lord, the God of your father, David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. 2 Kings 20 and 5 says, this is what the Lord, the God of your father, David, says. I have heard your prayers and seen your tears. I will heal you. Remember, God does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. He can still save your life. So completely surrender to him and let him know that you are ready. Remember, he's not going to force himself on you. He's never left you. He's always right there with you. All he wants is a yes. That's simple. I definitely want to give a shout out to all the countries that's listening in, the United States, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, South Africa, Kenya, Jamaica, Germany, Saudi Arabia, China, Hong Kong, Bulgaria, Russia, Zimbabwe, Mexico, United Kingdom, Israel, and we just picked up India. Thank you guys for tuning in, staying faithful, and supporting Apostle and myself, and know that we are always here. This is no judgment. We cannot judge you. Only God can judge you. Stop worrying about what everybody else calls you. Focus on what God calls you. Once you realize that, I'm telling you, it would change your life. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you need prayer.
Let me hear you. You need me.
You need.
Oh, we're all.
We're all a part of God's body.
Stand with me.
Stand with me.
Agree with me.
Agree.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me, and I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of His blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me.
Makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When His stripes they are, I am healed. I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Hey.
And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me.
Amen, amen. It belongs to me. One of my favorite songs. Okay, I'm not going to prolong the time. The woman of God is on the line. I'm excited. Get your pen and papers together. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. She has a word from the Lord just for you. Remember, this is not a judgment zone. This is all pertaining to God and giving Him praise. These women of God come on here to inspire and encourage you, to let you know you're not in this fight by yourself. Minister Blanks, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am. Hear you real good, real good and clear. The floor is yours. Let the Lord use you. I have my pen and paper ready, so I'm going on mute.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor-elect Kashima. Thank you so much for having me on the Worldwide Connect, a Worldwide Connection. I'm so sorry. Getting a tongue twister right here. I asked God, I was praying and I was asking God, what do you want me to minister to the women about? And if there's men on the call, this is for you as well. And God gave it to me this morning. He always, you know, every time I have to prepare a sermon, he always downloads stuff to me in the mornings. And so I've been and having God download since about 4 o'clock this morning. And one of the things that the song that just ended, it says, it belongs to me according to his will. It's mine. I belong to you. Everything you have for me is mine. And I said, God, that is the perfect song to go into my sermon on this morning, my topic that I'm going to be preaching about. It's called Don't Be Ashamed of Your Suffering. So stop saying, why me? See, a lot of times we tell God, yeah, it belongs to me. You want all of these different things, but you got to go through some stuff. You got to have a testimony. Sometimes a lot of people say, well, why do I have to go through this? Why me? Why am I going through this? But I come to tell you, why not you? God had me up, and he told me to go to 1 Peter 4, 12 through 16, and I'm going to read it to you today. It says, beloved, Do not think it strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you, as though some strange things happen to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you. For the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part is blasphemed, but on your part it is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, a thief, or evildoer, or a busybody in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this matter. See, I'm going to go back to verse 13. It says, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering. But when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. See, a lot of times people think it's just going to be peaches and cream when they go through stuff and when God's going to bless you. But sometimes you got to go through the fire in order to get the blessings. This goes back to Romans 8 and 28. It says, all things work together for the good. As Christ suffered, so shall we suffer. But just as he is risen, so shall we rise through any adversity we have in our life. See, that's what God showed me this morning, that as Christ suffered, so shall we. As he risen, so shall we. And that takes me to my next part. It says, today is Refresh Women's Thursday on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. See, the dictionary definition of refresh means to revive or breathe life into. See, refresh in the scriptures goes through to Ezekiel 37, 1 through 9. And I'm going to read that. Oh, my goodness. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that I decrease and you increase. Let your word come and flow through me. Lord God, whoever needs this word, you allowed it to be downloaded to me this morning. So let it be done, God, through me. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. It says, Ezekiel 37, 1 through 9 says, the hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around, and behold, there was many in the open valley, and indeed they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? So I answered, oh, Lord God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, God of these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put sinews on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and breathe into you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am God. Oh, Jesus. Let's keep going. It says, so I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise and suddenly a rattling. And the bones came together, bone to bone. Indeed, I looked, the sinews of the flesh came upon them, and the skins covered them over, but there was no breath in them. Also, he said to me, prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breathe, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, he commanded me, and breathed. And breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great army. That's what God said this morning to me. He said some people need a fresh wind. They need a breath of fresh air. And it's not by coincidence that this is Refresh Women's Thursday. See, some people need to be refreshed and to be revived or breathe life into. Some people are dying, and they are needing to be revived. Some of us need refreshing. We have suffered, but out of your own strength, and now you are tired, weary, beat up. Some of you are ready to give up and want God to call them home. See, some of you are doing things out of your own will. And yet you constantly doing things against God's will. See, you want to do this and you want to do that, but it's not in God's will and it's not manifesting. So you're trying to make something out of nothing. Now you're tired, you're beat up, you're worn down. But God says, won't you stop your will and let my will be done? And so on today, God has told me, it's time for you to be refreshed. It's time for you to get the joy back. For the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. It's time to get unspeakable joy. Joy that only God, the knowing who God is, can bring in your life. No matter what happens in your life, you will count it all joy. It goes back down to where I'm going in Psalms 46, 1 through 3. It says, for he will be your present help in trouble. So turn with me to Psalms 46, 1 through 3. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you right now. Psalms 46, 1 through 3 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even through the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. I went down to verse 4 because people need to realize God is your present help in trouble. When things get shaky, that's what it's talking about with all the natural events that happens in life, tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes. You know, we fear not, for God has this whole world in his hands. He is your present help in trouble. So I looked up refuge. In the dictionary definition, refuge means a condition of being safe or sheltered from pursuit or danger or trouble. So I say in the passage, let's replace refuge with the definition. God is our shelter from pursuit, from danger, or from trouble. Now, all of this is going to come together. Just bear with me, right? Because today's topic is what? Don't be ashamed of your suffering, so stop saying, why me? So in today's topic, we're talking about refuge, how God is our present help in trouble. He's our shelter from pursuit, from danger, and from trouble, even if it's from ourselves. So don't you think God will protect you as we're going through our suffering? See, most people go through suffering and they're like a crab or a crawdad, as we call them, right? A crawfish. They revert back to what they're used to, or they revert back out of the dangers when God wants you to go through it, knowing that he will be with you through the troubles. See, I believe he was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, right? It was a fourth person in the fiery furnace, because they went through their troubles, and God was with them. See, most of us don't think God is with us, so we revert back to where we came from, while God wants you to go through the trouble. See, we need to start being bulls and not cows. And what I mean is, should I say buffalo? See, buffalo, they go through the storm, while cows revert out of the storm. They don't want to be in the storm. See, buffalo say, hey, listen, it's going to rain anyway, so let's go through the storm, while cows looking like, man, it's raining out here. We about to go and take heed under this tree or go take shelter. But God wants us to press through. He don't want us to give up. He don't want us to withdraw back, because those buffalo know that if I go through the storm, at the end of that storm, there's light. There's a rainbow. There's no more rain. While the cows are still enduring the rain, because they're going back and back, and the storm is steady going forward. But if they only knew to press through and get out of the storm, they'll know that there's shelter at the very end. See, let's talk about pressing through. Somebody that we know very well that pressed through suffering, his name is Job. See, Job is the perfect example of allowed affliction. Let me say that again. Job is the perfect example of allowed affliction. And what do I mean about allowed affliction? See, let's go to Job. Job 1, 8 through 12. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Job 1, 8 through 12. This is what it says. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? And there is none like him on earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil. So Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? Have you blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land? But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has. He will surely curse you to his face. That's what Satan told God. Take your hand off of him. I bet you he'll curse you, right? And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has in his power, in your power, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay hands on his person. So God said, okay, I'm going to take my hedge of protection off of Job, and I'm going to let you do what you want to do to him. But guess what? Don't touch his person. He's not going to die. So that's what allowed affliction is, because God has to allow it to happen.
See, it's some things in our lives that God has allowed to happen. But the question is, what do you do in the allowed affliction? Do you curse God and go keep going through it even more? Because the devil said, oh, I got her where she want, where I want her. Oh, she ain't trusting God now. How many of us did that? We done went through something, and now we're contemplating whether God is still there in our lives because it's getting a little tougher. It's getting a little harder. See, I'm guilty of it because as I was going through my affliction, I was like, Lord, why me? And God said, why not you? And I said, Lord, what you mean, why not me? He said, I'm allowing things to happen because I know at the end I'm going to get the glory. Oh, my goodness. Come on now. God had to that much belief in Job that he wouldn't let him down. So let me go back. When I say that God had belief in Job that he wouldn't let him down, because he said, God had said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? I'm going to stop right there. See, when we go through the many afflictions in our life, don't you think it's God saying, have you considered my servant Candace? Have you considered my servant Kashima? Have you considered and put your name in there? Don't you think God is saying, have you considered my servant, devil? Have you tried Candace? Have you tried Kashima? Have you tried them? Because let me tell you why. Because you are upright. You are what? Blameless, right? Have you tried them? Because I know they won't curse me and die. So God has that much belief in me, has that much belief in you to try you and saying, and telling Satan, try them. I guarantee you, no matter what they go through, they will not curse me. So God had that much belief in Job that he wouldn't let him down. Even after taking away his hedge of protection and telling Satan he couldn't kill him. So that means that God has allowed it to happen, but guess what? God put stipulations on Satan. He said, you can allow them to go through all kinds of stuff, horrendous stuff, but you can't take them out. You can't kill them because I control all of that. But I guarantee you, through the midst of their testimonies, I guarantee you at the end, I'm going to get the glory. You might think that you're going to get the glory, Satan, but I got that much belief in Candace that I'm going to get the glory from her suffering, her trials, her tribulations. I guarantee you that I'm going to get the glory. See, the question I have for you today is, how many of us will have cursed God and died, or how many of us want to curse him now? Because we're going through a lot and we can't bear it. How many of us is going through something today in present time? And we saying, Lord, is this you? Lord, I don't know what to do. Lord, this and Lord, that. But God says, to what? Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He said to put all your trust in him. So that, see, when you trust God, you shouldn't be worrying about a situation. See, most of us are worrying. We're putting stress on our bodies because we're not trusting God. As God allowing these afflictions to occur, we're starting more and more to trust ourselves and what we're planning on doing and what we're wanting to do instead of seeking God's face, instead of bowing down on our knees and getting before the Lord. We're trying to do it on our own strength, and now we're carnally tired instead of being spiritually strong. See, we have to know that God is not going to put more on us than we can bear. Ooh, Jesus, come on now. My next question is, have you experienced a loss like Job. If you say no, so if you say no, then you agree it could have been worse. See, most people think they're going through something. They look like, man, I'm going through a lot. They might lost one person, and they're going through a lot. They might lost a house. They might lost a car. They might lost a job, and they feel like the world is on their shoulders. It feels like the world is caving in and it's crashing in. But have you had an experience like Job? Job lost 10 children. He lost all his possessions. He lost everything he had. And even in the midst of that, he was losing the friends because the friends was like, listen, you must did something real bad for God to do this to you. And that's how many of us blame God when things happen? See, God don't come to steal, kill, and destroy. That's Satan. Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And, the first thing that when something happens to us, especially when somebody dies, God did this. No, God didn't do nothing. See, God, see, we always blaming God for something. But you got to realize God allowed it to happen, but he didn't do it. See, Satan got into that thing because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. See, we got to realize even in the death of a person or a thing or an animal, you know, because some people be tripping over animals. Even in the loss of something that is significant to you, you got to still trust God. You got to still know that he is God no matter what. You got to know in the loss of a job or the loss of a car or the loss of whatever is significant to you, that God is God and he does not change. He's the same today and forevermore. So my question to you is, have you had a loss like Job? Because if you say no, it could have been worse. It really couldn't. And if it was worse than what you already been through and you didn't do what you're supposed to do, then, man, I tell you, you need to start repenting. Because the thing is, every time something gets rough and tough, the first thing we do is blame God. The first thing we do is forget to go to God. The first thing we do is trying to figure it out in our, because we automatic problem solvers, right? We always trying to solve our own problems, but it's not up to us to solve them. See, the problem is already solved. God just wants us to go to him to get the answer. See, that's what we fail to do. We fail to go to God to get the answers, to go ahead and get his answers to plug into the problem. See, but we're trying to go and do long division when you can do short division and be already there. See, God is good, and he's faithful, and he's just. Jesus, equal to Rabbi Shunde, God. God, you are so awesome, and you're so worthy to be praised. See, the thing I need to tell you is that you need to change your mindset and look at your situation in a different light, because God chose Job and he also chose you to go through the suffering, because how can you relate to somebody if you've never been through anything? See, so many people are always trying to relate to somebody, but they ask you a question, you'd be like, no, I never been through that. I never experienced that. Well, then they're looking like, how you going to talk to me? How you going to relate to me if you've never been through anything? So that goes to my next question. So will you give Satan the satisfaction of showing God up because you gave up, cursed God, and died? How many of us are trying to give up now? We're going through some rough patches in our life, and we throwing in the towel. We already counting, you know, we already count hitting our hands. If y'all watch boxing, they hit their hands on the ring to tap out. How many of us tapping out because we done gave up? We cursing God because the things we're going through has gotten a little rougher than we expected. All you have to do is what? Wait till that 10 count bell to get back into that corner so God can refresh you, revive you, rejuvenate you. And how do he do that? By you getting into the word of God, by you praying, by you fasting. See, you got to hurry up and get into that corner, right? You waiting. Don't give up when you're down on that ground. Think about your mindset. See, those boxers, they think about how can I get out of this predicament because this person is about to win. And that opponent that we're fighting against is Satan. So how can we win against Satan? By not giving up. Because he wants you to give up. He wants you to tap out. It's time to get back into the ring. It's time to get into your corner. Let your coach, choose your coach, our Heavenly Father, our Lord and personal Savior, Jesus Christ. It's time for him to revive you, refresh you, and rejuvenate you. Bring life back into your bones. It's time for him to do those things so you can get back in that ring against Satan. And you fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against wickedness, against spiritual wickedness in high places. It's time to get back into that ring and fight, not to give up. So let me tell you about my personal experiences and why God chose me. See, God chose me because you're listening to a divorcee. You're listening to someone who lost everything. You're listening to somebody who had bad debt, who had bad credit, who had lost their money, who was a single mama of two kids, who go through lives at work and hatred and been hated on at work and ended up in the HR. You're listening to somebody who lost their mind, who went through depression, who thought about suicide, who had low self-esteem, the worst thing was who lost their identity. You're listening to somebody who lost their identity, lost who what a woman was to be like. You're looking at somebody who was afflicted, or listening to somebody who was afflicted in their health. I went through renal failure. I was diagnosed with anemia, neuropathy, gastric paresis. I had palpitations, mental illness, and the list goes on. But one thing I didn't do was curse God and die, or you wouldn't be listening to me right now. I didn't curse God and die. Actually, my faith got even stronger. My willpower got even stronger. My determination to live got even stronger. What the devil meant for evil, God turned it around in my life and made it good because I stayed in the fight. And like Job, through prayer, the repercussions, because I know you know the story of Job. He lost everything in the beginning. But at the end of his affliction, he gained everything back double. Hallelujah. He gained everything back double. So I say to you, no matter what you go through, you stay in the fight. You might lose a lot of things in the beginning, but at the end, God is going to bless you with double. So let me tell you what my double looked like. I got remarried. I regained everything. I lost an apartment, but I gained a house. I lost a car, but I gained two cars. I have a little to no debt. I have great credit. I have money and investments. I am a mother of not two children, but four. I have no job, but multiple businesses. I regained my mind back. I have no depression, but I have joy, unspeakable joy. I have high self-esteem. esteem. I became the woman that God wants me to be. I was healed and released from my doctors and their care. So that's what not giving up looks like. That's what not giving up feels like. I restored my health. I started eating right. I started taking care of myself. I started loving me for who I was and who God says that I am. Because God is I am. And I am a reflection of the Most High. I'm a reflection of Him. I'm a reflection of who God is. Hallelujah. So that is what staying in the fight looks like. Will symptoms come? Yes, they will. Symptoms will come. But that doesn't mean that you're not healed. See, symptoms only come to test you again, to test your faith, to say whether or not you're going to give up again, to say, oh, here we go again. God must not have healed me the first time because I feel the aches. I feel the pain. Oh, I feel the heartache. I think depression is, the devil is a lie. You better start cursing those things down to the root and casting them back to the pits of hell where they belong because they should not be returning. See, but if they do return, you already know what to do. You better pray. You better speak to that thing, and you better speak it until you see it. You better not give into that thing and believe what you feel or believe what you see. See, the devil wants you to give in to the symptoms so that he can come back in like a flood. But I'm here to tell you today, don't give in to the symptoms. Don't give in to the symptoms, no matter what they might be. Just know that you are healed because by your son Jesus Christ, you are healed. He died on the cross for your healing. He died on the cross so that you can be free. So, yes, symptoms will come, but it's not the question of if you're healed. It's a reminder that the suffering you just came out of, and immediately you need to give God some praise because he chose you to withstand it. And throughout the process, God knew he would get the glory. See, somebody want a quick healing. But let me tell you something. Sometimes you have to go through the process. And the process might not be the peaches and cream that you might want it to be. Some people do get instantly healed. But then some people like myself had to go through an 11-year journey, 11 years of the process, of the suffering, of the pain. If you don't know what neuropathy is, it's a nervous disorder. And I was in pain every day. My bones were stiffened. I would sit on the couch and couldn't get back up to go to the bathroom. My kids and my husband had to help me up because I couldn't move. It was 11 years of process. But let me tell you something. I can get up without help right now. I can go and move throughout this world as I please without the help of my husband or my kids. But I do got the help of God and the help of Jesus moving me through this process, this new season in my life. So I'm here to tell you, don't give up. I'm here to tell you, it may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. I'm here to tell you that no matter what you're going through, Jesus is still there. You just got to turn around and run into his arms because he is the footprints that you see in the sand. Those are not your footprints. Those are Jesus' footprints carrying you along the way. All you got to do is run back to him. Run into his arms. And say, Jesus, I am here. No matter what, I will not curse you and I will not die. You will walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:28. So don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to go to there and I'm going to read this scripture to you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father God. Isaiah 40, 28 through 31 says, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faint nor is weary, nor his understanding, neither faint nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. See, that's why we got to pray, us women, for our children, for our household, for our husbands, for our children, for their friends, and for the youngest generation that is coming up. It says the young, let me read that to you. It says even the youth shall faint and be weary. So that means our kids go through some things too. See, we need to stop being so heavily bound that we know earthly good. See, so many of us mothers and women, we can't relate to our own kids. And we give them to the world. We need to stop giving up on our kids so easily. We need to stop giving up on our kids and giving them to the world to raise them. We need to stop giving them to the world to penetrate them with all of this mess and actually get to align our kids. They go through things just as well. And we need to pray over them and pray for them. Go back. The Bible says that the older generation needs to impart wisdom into the younger generation. We have failed the younger generations because we have stopped doing that. The older generation needs to stop being afraid of the younger generation and start uprising themselves and rooting themselves in the word so that they can speak to the younger generation. You might not think that they're listening, but they are. You just got to plant the seed. You might not water the seed, but you sure need to plant it. You might not think that they're listening, but they really are. But if no one's planting the seed, our generation is dying by the wayside. And now you're saying, see, I told you so. No, you just didn't do your job as the older generation. It's time to impart in the younger generation and these young women and these young girls coming up what they need to be imparted into, so that they can have high self-esteem and feel good about themselves. Instead of y'all, us giving up on them, we need to understand them, understand their mindset. It's not that the fact that these kids don't want to hear what we got to say or don't listen. It's the fact that these generations that's coming up are becoming entrepreneurs. And entrepreneurs have a different mindset. Now, they might need to learn how to juggle and balance, but that's where our job comes in at, to teach them, and I say it again, to teach them how to maneuver their mindsets, to be transformed by the renewing of their minds. But if you are afraid to even talk to them, how can you impart into them what they need to be imparted into? How can you plant a seed when you're afraid of the younger generation and you speak death over them instead of life? The power of life and death is in the power of the tongue. We need to be careful what we say about this younger generation, because this younger generation are the radicals for Christ. We might not see that, but they are. And God will raise them up as radicals as long as we're teaching them what they need to be taught. So we need to pray over our youth and pray over this younger generation. Matthew 6,
31 through 34. And it says this. Jesus. Therefore, do not be worried, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things and Gentiles, things the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day and its own trouble. We need not, women, to worry about tomorrow. See, God taught me about planning, and that's what it came down to, is planning your days, getting a schedule. There's somebody out there that needs organization. You're listening to somebody that was disorganized, that was a hoarder. And I'm going to be very transparent with you and honest. I brought that into my new marriage, hoarding things. But God is teaching me now how to get rid of those things, because you cannot hold on to the old and then expecting something new. I'm going to say it again. You cannot hold on to the old and expecting something new. How can you get a new car if you're holding on to the old one that's broken down in your driveway? You got to get rid of it in order for God to bring in the new. And there's a lot of things. I use the car and it's an example, but there's a lot of things in us women's lives that are old, that either is untold or is already revealed, but we're still holding on to it. What kind of secrets you have in your life that you're holding on to that you need to get rid of? It's some things in our lives that we got to get rid of those things in order for God to bless us, in order to move into another dimension in the new season that God is having for us. In the year 2022, God says the same. And this world still is tarrying. God wants us to move into that year with the old gone, so that he can move us into a new year of a new season in our lives. So in closing, I say again, don't be ashamed of your suffering. So stop saying, why me? And start saying, why not me? Because God knows that he can count on you to get the job done. Because not everybody is going through suffering. I hope you know that. But if you are, that means that you are God's chosen, because he chose you to go through it. So stop saying, why me? Embrace the suffering. Praise him for the suffering. Change your mindset on how you're looking at what you're going through. Because at the end of all of your suffering, just know your blessing is coming. So the next time you're in a situation, good or bad, don't say, Lord, why me? Say, Lord, thank you. Lord, I praise you for everything. Lord, I know everything will work for my good. Lord, you chose me. Change my mindset and how I view and look at things. Restoration will come in due season. I know it's not my timing, but Lord, I know it's yours. Blow your breath of life on these dry bones so that I may live. Go to Hebrews 12:2. And read that, Hebrews 12:2. And I'm going to read that before I go. And it says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith,
who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. The next time you start complaining about what you're going through, just know that your suffering is like Christ. Christ had to suffer, and he had to rise. Same with you. We have to suffer, but yet God will allow us to rise. So Jesus took our shame to the cross. No need to be ashamed. No need to say, Lord, why me? He chose you. God believes in you. The question is, do you believe in yourself? Don't give up on God because he hasn't given up on you. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for the word that you gave on today, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that whoever may have heard this word, God, that they will, that it will pierce their heart, that they will change, Lord God. Someone is afraid of change, but God did not give you the spirit of fear, but love, power, and of a sound mind. Because in the new season, you must change. There's nothing wrong with changing. Because at the end of all of what we believe, the ultimate change will be to live in heaven with you. So, Father God, we thank you for the change here on earth. For whatsoever is bound on earth is bound in heaven. Whatsoever is loose on earth is loose in heaven. So, Father God, we thank you that you would change us now so that we can experience the change on earth so that when we get to heaven, it's a continuation. We give you all the glory and all the praise. We bless. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that you're going to instill and give in our lives because of the suffering we have endured. We will not be ashamed, Lord God, for it may endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For, Lord, you shall give your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. We give you all the glory and all the praise this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Back to you, Pastor Kashima.
Amen, amen. What a word. You say to keep pressing through is a perfect example of Job. I post that this morning. That's number one.
Wow.
I had already posted that for you to come back and say that. I know that was nothing but God because you didn't even know I posted that.
Nope,
you know,
not at all.
People, exactly. People forget Christ suffered for us. Just for us, God sent his only begotten son to die for you and I. He took the heavy weight. People go through a bump they told and they feel like they're about to die from a toe bump. Everybody's trying to make something out of nothing, but once you try God, he can make everything work and line up just like a puzzle. He is the main piece of the puzzle. And if you don't have him, you don't have nothing. God is our shelter. I was right. I mean, God is out. Stop saying why me. I used to say that. I could speak on Kashima. Why am I going through all of this? But when you remember, the scripture says me and a cobbler feel chosen, but when you're truly chosen, God will put you through for the next person. And then when you said you need to start being a buffalo, I said, now, come on now. Make it plain for the ones that don't understand, that's sitting there acting like a cow and want to break down and scared to go through the storm when they see it. But you have to understand the storm is just that, a time, a set time, but it's not mean it's going to be forever. Everybody want to curse God. You are absolutely correct. When I mean I'm telling you, I'm taking notes. Lord, you chose me. It's not my time and it's yours. So on point,
yes.
Hebrews 12 and 2. So on point when you said that. A just man falls seven times. It's not about the times he fell down. It's about him getting up. That's Proverbs 12 and 16. It's about him getting back up. So what you feel,
yes.
Dust yourself off, pick yourself back up. If you don't have anybody to encourage you, know that we are here on World Gospel Connection, and everybody that come on are here to inspire you and encourage you. You're not in this fight by yourself. I thank you so much, woman of God, coming on here delivering that word. You bless me, and I'm sure you bless everybody else that's listening in. And just a heads up, we picked up India the other day. So now you was listening to in India as well. And we thank God for our listeners listening in to hear the word. Because you helped somebody. If you didn't have nobody else, just know that you have one specific person to give them that push to know that it's okay. We all go through things. Nobody's perfect. That's why I say, keep saying, excuse me, this is a no judgment zone. We don't judge anybody on here. You've been through hell and I have too, but look where we are now because of who loved us, who forgave us, who saved us.
Amen.
It wasn't man. God, you already healed. God already told you that. If you listen to the doctors, you're still sitting on the couch, oh, woe is me. But because the God you serve and you know who your Father is, you are completely healed. And that's what I love about God. He never leaves us. He's right there with us. Through the hell and back, he's right there. All he wants is a yes. That's it. Completely surrender to him. I thank you again for coming Amen. On here and delivering that word. I would definitely have you coming back next year to do it again. You did such a phenomenal, phenomenal job this morning. My little tablet, yeah, I was flipping it. 1 Peter 4:12-13, Isaiah 4:28, Matthew 6:31-34. But I'm telling you, I was right. I was writing Psalm 46:1-3. That's one of my favorite scriptures. I was writing like okay, well, wait a minute. The pen started tripping out. I was like, look, devil, you're alive. Let me find another pen.
Well, I appreciate
working
you.
This morning.
It is not me. It's definitely God. You know, he woke
Absolutely.
Me up this morning and gave me this word this morning. And so I say that is nothing but God. And he just downloads, you know, and he does that. I do like to say thank you to my overseer, Spirit of Life Ministries, my church home, Apostle Jerome Nelson Sr. and Pastor Betty Nelson, who, you know, they rightly divide the word of truth at our church, you know, and to, you know, give me this opportunity to come on
yes.
today.
Yes, and we thank them for allowing you to come on and deliver their word. It's not it's we delivering the word where people understand. They forget because it's not about the title. It's about the word and the journey you came from to deliver to somebody else that's going through what you went through. You're able to tell them, come on, I got you. Let me show you how I got through. It's okay. You can do it. I did it. You can do it. And when you said, how can you tell somebody you understand them? I tell people all the time, you have no idea about Kashima unless you can walk in Kashima shoes, period. You can't tell me about raising kids alone if you've never done it. I'm a two-time divorcee. You can't tell me about forgiveness and real love if you haven't been through it. Come on now. We're not going to start preaching again. You can't.
Come on, Pastor Kashima. Come on now.
You can't. God is so phenomenal. He died just for me. If don't nobody else get that, oh, look, I know I do. I should be in jail doing 25 to life for what I've been through and what I've done. But I had a praying, phenomenal woman of God, grandmother, that stayed on her face for me. We're not going to go there. That's going to have to be for another time. I'm getting too excited this morning. They just don't know, Minister Banks, what God can do if they just say yes to him. It's just that simple. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know the whole Bible. Just make a step, and he'll take care of the rest.
Make
it's
it simple.
That simple. That's it.
Make it simple. A lot of people make it so complex. Being a believer,
yes.
being a Christian is not complex. It's simple.
Mm-hmm.
It is so simple.
Yes.
A lot of people feel like they have to have this drawn-out prayer or they have to come or be perfect. You don't. You just have to
yes.
be willing and have an open heart to receive
mm-hmm.
God as your Lord and personal Savior and know that he is God and that you can just say, God, I need you. I want you in my life. I believe that you died and rose again. I mean, just simple. Just he sees your heart. See, God says the man looks on the outward, but God looks on the inward.
Yes.
He knows your heart. He knows your heart.
Yes. Yes, and that's the ones that keep putting on those masks. But they have to understand, Romans 10:9 says, you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, you can be saved. It's just that simple.
will
take
be.
Take the mask
yep.
off. Put it down. Put your crown on. Adjust yourself because you're a child of a king.
Yes.
When people really understand that authority they have with their mouth, that's power in your tongue. So
Jesus.
What? You fail. So what you going through? So what you went through a divorce? It's okay.
It's okay.
You went through it for a reason. The devil's fighting. You don't think the enemy know what you are capable of? Of course he's going to fight you, and he's going to go to your children that's next to you, that's in your heart or your family, your health, your
yeah.
finances. Of course. He know what you are capable of. He already know. People forget he was an angel. I don't know why they forget that. He know the word. He knows.
Yes.
But once you realize who you are and who Christ brought you to be, because Christ gave you the anointing, you didn't get it yourself.
Yeah. And
everybody
want to
be seen.
Yeah. And also just know somebody been through it and you're not by yourself.
Yes, absolutely.
You're not by yourself.
Absolutely. You're talking to somebody who used to sell drugs. Second of reselling on my back. But look where I'm at now. It's not because of me. God did that. He designed that. Because I'm like, why I got to go through all this? Because it's the reason right now today.
Okay.
Everybody can go where I can go. Everybody can speak to people who I can speak to. And it's okay. And you're not going to be a fit for everybody. And that's okay, too. That's a prophet walk is a lonely walk. They want the titles, Minister Banks, but they don't know the struggle and how hard these knees feel going through that process of getting that title. And don't know the definition if somebody's praying, P-R-E-Y, on you and not a P-R-A-Y on you.
A-Y.
It's a big difference. Know your circle. Once you do a self-check and ask God to reveal you and give you true discernment, you'll know who's for you and who's not. The mask will be revealed, and you'll be like, wow, really? Me? Yeah, you. Yeah, that's the giant in you that they can't handle. Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, we'll be on here a couple more hours. Let me stop. Father God, I ask you to give back what your daughter gave out to your people. Cover her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. We already know she's healed, Lord, because you said by your blood she's healed. And I touch and agree with her right now, Lord, that she's completely healed. Cover her family, her children, her husband. Everything connects to her wind in the name of Jesus. She's an open door for her and her family, God. Business and more business. Multiple streams of income coming into her their life, Lord. And as you continue to bless her and guide her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Woman of God, let the people know how they can contact you if they want to hear your word or tell them about your businesses. Tell them about that book you're getting ready to get together and tell them about your husband book. You know, let them know how they can reach you.
Amen. You can reach me on Facebook at Candace Blanks, and that's C-A-N-D-A-C-E Blanks, B-L-A-N-K-S. That's on Facebook. I'm on Instagram at Lifeless 2017, and that's LIFELESS 2017. That's the social media platform. I'm a TV show host, so you can tune in to my TV show NDTV on NDTV network called Healing for the Broken. You can tune in there as well, and please subscribe to NDTV network. My husband has a book out called How Can I Lead If She Doesn't Want to Follow by Reginald Blanks, and that's R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D Blanks, B-L-A-N-K-S. It's on Amazon. You can follow him on Facebook as well. You can order it there on Amazon or through us. We also have our own t-shirt line, our clothing line, which is Open Book, and we have varieties of entrepreneur clothes and merit clothes, you know, whatever type, you know, quotes and sayings that you know, you might want to go on there and find out what suits you, right? So that's definitely on Open Book, on Facebook. My book is in the process. Right now it's, I would say untitled for right now because God is still working on me with it, but it's definitely in the process. And when it comes out, you can, I'm definitely going to post it on those social medias that I posted on. But in the meantime, I am an actress. I am a newfound comedian. I am also, what you say, Pastor? I'm also.
She's good, y'all. She is good.
Thank
you. I have to go back and listen to her comedy show. I was crying laughing. She made my side hurt. So just be ready to see this woman of God on the big screen because she is a mess, but a good mess, not a bad.
Thank you. And also my career outside of everything that I do in ministry or motivational speaking, I'm also a financial service representative. So I teach about money. And since I, you know, went through all of that bad debt stuff, I definitely have learned how to do all of those different things in my career. So that's what I do. I'm a financial service representative. So if you need any of my services, you can always call me at 832-665-9009. Just to say that, you know, you heard the broadcast, and I can definitely assist you in that area of financial services. Let's see. I'm trying to, and also I have a nonprofit. My husband and I, we have a nonprofit called Team Salvation, and we actually go out into the community all over Houston, Texas. It doesn't matter; it's wherever God leads us, and we service the community with different varieties of different things. So, if you would like to donate, you can also inbox me at Facebook or Instagram and just say you would like to donate to Team Salvation, and those funds definitely goes towards servicing the community with backpacks, school supplies, food, or whatever is needing for that those services during those times. And since Christmas is coming up, we're definitely adopting families, and so we're adopting children in the families, and so we definitely will need your assistance in your donations. And if you would like to volunteer, you can also reach me at those social media platforms as well.
Amen, amen. And again, thank you so much for coming on. I appreciate you. We would be definitely having you and your husband back again, especially when that book getting ready. I need to know so we can have you back on for Freestyle Friday. And I'm so honored for the connection. Minister Banks and I was in a play together, and such a phenomenal actress as well. It's just the beginning for you. I'm so happy for you. And I'm just excited what God has for you. I'm not going to hold you up, but know that I tagged you in the show already. So it's on your Facebook. People of God, if you need her services, reach out to her. If you didn't get the number, you can always text me at 832-519-7646, and I will definitely connect you with her. Trust me, you need to go back and listen to this word if you didn't listen to it. And if you need to return anything, let me know. I will definitely connect you guys. Thank you again so much, Minister Banks, for coming on. You have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Thank you, and God bless you as well, and many blessings on your business and on the radio show. And
thank you. Amen. See, I told you I'd have y'all pen and paper ready. The woman of God came on here and worked. You know, it is so amazing because the things she was saying, I had posted on Facebook, and she had no idea. That's how you know God was on the line. Remember, again, he does not care about what you did last night nor this morning. All you have to do is give him a yes. The overcomer scripture is Romans 10:9. It says, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know the whole Bible. Just take a step, and God will take care of the rest. It's just that simple. You can talk to him just like I'm talking to you. He loves you. He never left you. He's always been right there with you. If you need encouragement, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. If you want to speak to the speaker for encouragement, 832-519-7646. I would definitely connect you guys. Know that you're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, iron sharpens iron. If you need the assistance, let us know. If you need blessed oil, remember you can inbox us as Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook or Worldwide Gospel Connection at Gmail. And also you can text at 832-519-7646. The blessed oil is free. It's not no miracle soap. It's not no miracle water or miracle towel. It is free. It's your faith. Not the oil. It's your faith. And remember, you're not in this fight by yourself. I pray that you guys was blessed this morning by the woman of God. I pray that you have a blessed and phenomenal day. And I pray that you continue to push through. Like she said, be like the buffalo. Go through the storm. We've been acting like cows so long that we get comfortable in that. But continue to push through and know God is able. And he's right there with you. Hope you guys have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Let him thank you. Thank
you.
Thank you, Lord. Oh. Come on.
Thank
you. Thank you, Lord.
You've been,
I gotta move on.
Been so good.
Is that anybody else's testimony about beside myself?
Tell me you've been so.
I see you, Betty Jackson.
Been so good.
Good to see you, girl.
You've been so good.
You've been
so.
Been so good.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about y'all, but I'm thankful. I'm so thankful. Are there any thankful folks in the house? Of Exodus.
You brought me out.
This is personal. I don't know about you.
Brought me. You brought me out.
This is personal. Here's my testimony. In 4 years, you've made a way. I know how it's going to happen, Lord. I know what's going to happen. But you made a way. When I couldn't see my way sometimes, you made. So I got to tell you, let's give God some praise in this place.